This is Dr. Nathan Mueller, your local agronomist with Nebraska Extension for Dodge and Washington counties. Whether you take your soil sample yourself or you hire someone to do it for you, there are some important guidelines to follow when soil sampling. It is extremely important to control the depth at which soil samples are taken, especially for managing soil pH and phosphorus. So how deep should you take your soil samples? The answer is it depends. It depends on the nutrient or the nutrients you want to manage and the research done behind the soil test interpretations. The soil fertility research done at land-grant universities has really determined the best soil sampling depth. And here's why soil sampling depth matters so much. We know that most nutrients, quality, pH, vary or change with depth. Typically, soil organic matter and phosphorus concentrations decrease as we sample deeper. However, soil pH, calcium, magnesium concentrations can increase with sampling depth. Yet some nutrients are mobile in the soil, such as chloride, sulfate, and nitrate, and sampling deeper is helpful, even down to 2 or 3 feet. So let's focus on phosphorus this morning. I recommend sampling the top 6 or 8 inches. You notice I didn't say 6 to 8 inches. Calibration and correlation research work done at UNL is based on a 0 to 8 inch soil sample. Iowa State University is based on a 0 to 6 inch soil sample. It may not seem like a big deal, but it is. The interpretations of the soil test results and the need to add fertilizer to meet the crop's need could change if you sample 0 to 6 inches versus 0 to 8 inches, and in concert with using the incorrect interpretation. In short, if your soil sample is sampled to 6 inches deep, then use the Iowa State soil test interpretation. If you sample deeper to 8 inches, follow the University of Nebraska-Lincoln interpretations. If you sample deeper than that, let's say 8 to 10 inches, your soil test phosphorus value will likely decrease compared to a shallower sampling for the same field or portion of the field, so you're more likely to over-fertilize your crop in that situation. So, pick a depth, mark your probe, and push the probe to a consistent depth each time when making your composite soil sample. And if you hired someone to soil sample for you, you might want to ask them how they took your sample. For more information on best management practices for soil sampling, contact me at 727-2775. Or visit our locally focused website at croptechcafe.org. Know your crop, know your tech, know your bottom line. This is Dr. Nathan Mueller, your local agronomist for Nebraska Extension on KTIC Radio.